Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Yeah, welcome. We're back for another one of the Wednesday ones. Say hi, Rachel.
Woo! That's literally the worst song. Seriously, you need a new song.
You
Face by Face Hurt.
You don't waste any time, do you?
No.
Don't. No breathing room there. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me is Mrs. Sparkle herself, Rachel Oring. Say hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Oh my God. You can listen to the live show every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcaca.org/WEBR. Podcast of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us. We love the tweets. Rachel, you are gagging towards, and I am.
That I am.
Papa's Basement. That's the one you got to remember. Gagging towards is.
Gagging towards is the one to remember. You're right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
I just want to let you know that I just put on my crying shades in case you're an asshole to me, so.
My wrath today will be directed elsewhere. You are safe.
Awesome.
But there is anger here. I am
uh-oh.
Standing behind this mic like goddamn 8 Mile. I got some battle raps in me.
Are you clenching your fists, anger?
Yeah.
Did you just throw out spaghetti a little bit?
Yeah, it's not like the first one where I screw up. It's the end of the movie rap where I nail everyone.
Where you managed to get good at it?
Yes.
Despite Kim Basinger being your mother?
Oh, she was a nice, disgusting MILF in that one, wasn't she?
Yeah, that movie really cemented my confusion about Brittany Murphy being like a romantic symbol in any film whatsoever.
Oh, I saw Clueless over the weekend. Brittany Murphy is a gross pig. I think 6 months in the ground, she probably looks better. You know, she had some fat cheeks on her. That was one gross bitch.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that movie is the reason she was anorexic for pretty much the rest of her career. She saw herself on screen and was like, oh, I should get an eating disorder.
Yeah, she did an okay job of it. I'd definitely screw her in, like, Sin City and stuff like that, but...
Overboard. Also, she's a terrible actress. May she rest in peace. Anyhow.
God bless her angelic soul. Sweet, sweet girl.
So what are you angry at?
Well, I'm going to lay down the blueprint. I have a three-pronged attack for today's show, which might be like 1 to 2 prongs, depending on when the engineers get here to continue their work on the boards. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how many prongs of attack are launched here.
Yeah, prong. How many phalanxes.
Yes, but prong one. Prong
okay.
One. The tale of my Nintendo DS getting killed.
Oh, what is this?
Oh yeah, you've heard.
Wait, you don't have your Nintendo DS and you haven't committed suicide yet? I'm really proud of you.
I don't know what's gotten me through the day.
Besides internet porn.
You know what?
Copious amounts of tears and masturbation.
I'm not even exaggerating. I was so depressed, I skipped a day of that.
What?
Yeah. I was so down.
Oh my God.
There were no visits to the Hun or Your Dirty Mind or...
Really? Oh, not even like some light, like superficial or like drunken stepfather or anything?
just some heavy petting of my own.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay,
no.
So what has gotten you so upset that you can't even jack it? Like, seriously.
Well, what's getting me upset is one who tramples upon the announcement of the prongs. We
oh,
have
God.
Two more prongs, Rachel.
Okay, go.
Prong two, you talking about watching Sopranos. I've noticed from your tweets there have been a lot of Soprano-related tweets, even though you used to give young Matt Ganoza, may he rest in peace as well, you used to give him a lot of crap for referencing The Sopranos on air. Like, you'd never seen it.
No. There's a difference between referencing the Sopranos and horribly, horribly reciting entire scenes and eating up, like, 8 minutes of your show with the worst New Jersey accent ever, reciting, like, weird esoteric scenes that no one gives a shit about, and it takes, like, 2 minutes for people to even figure out what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
That's what the problem was. Admit it. Look, you were in studio. It was a whole big joke, funny, haha, but people listening on the outside, it was stupid.
Is that your title? Are you Rachel Oring, colon, listener's friend?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Listener's advocate.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, I mean, it was annoying, okay? I mean, I had seen The Sopranos at that point. It's not that I hadn't seen The Sopranos. I just thought it was really stupid and annoying and a waste of time to, like, I mean, it was, like, cool if he said one line, but he would recite, like, entire monologue.
He wanted to show off. I wasn't exactly discouraging him as I laughed through every minute of it.
And helped him along and finished lines for him and mind-beating and murdering strippers. You know that.
Oh, the single best segment in that entire show where Ralphie beats the stripper to death.
Oh, God. I was really happy when Tony unceremoniously beat Ralphie to death with a frying pan. I hated him. Anyhow, what's the third phalanx?
I'm glad you got to that. See, you're catching on.
I know.
The third one is the story of a teacher getting brutally tasered and pepper sprayed, or maced, perhaps. I don't know. One of those two things. By a couple of pigs. Oh, I'm sorry, cops? Policemen.
Oh, look at you, Ice-T.
Yeah.
You got them.
Actually, I didn't want to let that slip too early. That was me just letting one out. Two law enforcement officials got into trouble with the way they handled a woman who had called, I want to say, to report someone on her lawn, something to that effect. She thought someone was, like, roaming around that shouldn't have been. And they saw her and started beating the ass out of her instead, even though it was her house. They're like, oh, someone's breaking in.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
But we have audio of that. It's goddamn good audio. We'll go through that.
Well, let's get through the first two prongs before we can listen, so.
Well, the first prong is, it's...
Oh, God.
It is some heavy stuff.
Are you crying? Do you need to borrow my crying shade?
I need some Boys to Men.
Why?
I need some It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Oh. You want the cane like the bass player always had?
Yeah.
The bass.
And who was the one guy who sounded like he had 8 testicles? They all had deepish brother voices, but there was one guy who'd be highlighted now and again. Was like, you just keep on hurting me, baby. Just come back.
He was the one whose voice was so low that he could never sing. He always had, like, the talking part.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, baby.
That would just scare the S out of you, too.
Was he the one with the cane? I think he was.
God, I bet he was with balls that heavy. Probably needed a damn wheelchair.
He definitely at least had a walker.
He had the polio 2 canes, you know, that locked around the wrist.
Yes.
That is how he managed to get around.
I was going to say that, but I have no clue what the hell those are called. I've never heard anyone give a name to this in my entire
cripple,
life.
Cripple canes.
Call them
the dresses. FDRs.
No, I mean, wasn't he always in a wheelchair?
I think he stood sometimes at a podium or something. I don't know.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you?
God. When he stood at a podium, did he hold a pen in his hand? No way.
That's Bob Dole. Get it straight. Get your old cripple straight. How mind-blowing was that? That, like, back then the press was so reverential in its treatment of the president that they all buddied up and were like, sure, man, we're not going to photograph you looking like a goddamn cripple. Today, it'd be like they would pay people to get footage of his colostomy bag getting emptied, you know?
Yeah.
Be like, what did the S-hole in the side of his, you know, cadaverous old body smell like?
There would be an entire, like, Fox News offshoot just, like, strictly devoted to, like, just a slideshow of his shriveled legs. Like,
oh, yeah, bad-mouthing him.
Like, yeah, like, proving how incompetent he was as a president. Because,
yeah. Like, being like, he tried to stimulate all, like, growth of the nerves in his spine by sucking off Filipino boys. We have proof.
oh, jeez.
Okay.
So, is that the story of your Nintendo DS getting broken?
Yeah, FDR went over it in his wheelchair. That is how it
died.
Oh,
God. That bastard.
No.
He couldn't even say anything to him either.
No.
He was like, F you. I ended the Great Depression. Wait, was that the guy?
Yes. I've got to talk about this. I got to get it off my chest. Like, someone who was molested as a kid has to talk about it. Like a rape victim has to get it off their chest.
That's true. You're right. Yes.
Some son of a bitch I work with at XM broke my DS, and now, yep, and now we're...
Are you going to call him out right here or now on air?
Oh, his name was Justin something.
Justin something.
Justin
now
Clark.
Now at XM, don't they sequester you guys in, like, tiny little, like, jail cells to work? So how do you talk to people? Tell me from the beginning, what happened? Now, did he, like, lumber in to your room to, like, bother you? Or?
I will paint a picture with my words.
Please do.
If only someone invented a site where I could host video, you could
what?
Host video, and then I wouldn't have to talk like this. I don't know, it was a roundabout YouTube joke. I'm just bitter.
I'm sorry. Oh, Homer. Send me a tale.
Yes,
an
let me...
epic poem, if you will.
Let me weave you a yarn. All right. As you kind of correctly stated, whenever I'm working at XM, there are, I want to say, about 40 or 50 very, very tiny honeycombed studios that are just lined up all in a row, and there may be, like, 10 feet by 8 feet, 12 feet by 8 feet.
That sounds worse than Lindsay Lohan's cell in jail.
I can almost guarantee you they are...
There you go. That's some SEO for you right there. Add that to your tag.
Lindsay Lohan jail, fire crotch,
yeah.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Stars Herpes with gonorrhea. Yeah.
Ambient prison Adderall.
So we got, like, really tiny little studios, and you're facing, like, a tiny soundboard, and you're staring at a tiny TV. It sounds like a fucking nursery rhyme I'm starting.
Oh, no.
All right. And we can't leave. We're in charge of audio. We're in charge. God damn it. What is that echo? Is that you? Is that me? What?
I don't hear an echo.
All right. Screw it. I'm just doing the whole show. And if it
Did
sounds
a cavernous
like...
sinkhole suddenly open up next to you? Is that the echo?
Yes. I spread my ass.
God.
Bada bang.
There you go.
Okay.
Bazinga.
So... We're all in our studios. You can't leave your board because you're in charge of the radio broadcast of a baseball game, a football game. You know, this time of year, it's baseball season, so it's all baseball.
Oh, I hear it. You sound like you're in, like, an amphitheater or something.
Yeah.
But you sound pretty epic, so it's all good.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
The only thing we have to fear... Bringing it full circle there.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So, we're all sitting
Wait,
in our...
that was JFK.
Just no, kidding. That was Crippy.
Okay.
JFK Continue was on. Ask Not.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the same thing.
All right. History major, yeah.
I graduated college, yay!
History major FT-dub.
Nice. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Okay. So, yes, one day we'll finish the story.
Yeah.
Go.
One day in the far-off future. We're all set up in our studios, and no one can leave these studios because, you know, the audio on the radio never stops. You're always feeding the actual baseball game or the commercials. It's your job to make sure the commercials fire. It's your job to make sure there's no dead air in the middle of a broadcast. Sometimes these guys screw up, and there's, like, 2 minutes of dead air. And if you just waltz off to take a piss, and there's dead air at that time, oh, man, your ass will so get canned.
Really? Didn't you say that happens a lot, that they screw up, or...
Yeah, people
really.
Screw up, but they're at least in the studio. I mean, like, if you're caught, if they're like, wow, there were 2 minutes of dead air, and then they check the security cameras, which are outside every bathroom, and it's you just walking in, clutching your dick, like your bladder's about to explode, They will fire your ass. Too sweet.
No, so wait. So if you, let's say you have, like, horrible, like, dysentery or something and diarrhea and you need to go and, like, your life depends on you going to the bathroom and you go and there's 2 minutes of dead air, they fire you. But if there's 2 minutes of dead air and you're in the studio, but there's dead air because you're just an incompetent idiot, they don't fire you?
Sounds about right.
Okay, good. Good to know. Keep going.
There is a reason that XM is withering.
Okay.
That it is that it has gone the way of Brittany Murphy.
Oh.
But
good job.
No, you touched upon something important to this story. We do have relief in the form of someone called a floater.
Uh-huh.
And the floater, we've talked about this on the show before. The floater comes, you call the floater and you say, "Hey, I got to, you know, I need relief in whatever room you're in." And the floater comes in, and he covers for you for a couple minutes while, and hopefully it's not a long wait before the floater gets there, because sometimes it's a brutal wait. And he shows up, and you do your business, and you come back, and you say, "Hey, thanks, man." So,
do you fist bump him when you say, "Hey, thanks, man"?
Yeah, I fist bump him, and then I do the explosion.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's
like
how,
you're a regular member of the Jersey Shore cast.
That's how you know I'm cool.
That's awesome. Good job. Okay.
Yes. So, a couple days ago, I had my little DS with me, and it was plugged in and charging,
mm-hmm.
sitting on my desk, right mm-hmm. next to me. And I call for the floater because I killed a few green teas to stay awake. It was a late shift.
Green tea? What
green,
the hell?
Damn it. Now you can really hear an echo on my voice.
I'm a chick, and I don't even drink green tea. Like, what is your problem?
It's free, and it's there.
They have green tea. They don't have coffee. They don't have man coffee for men.
They have coffee, but it stains your teeth and it makes
but
your
you're
piss.
A bitch?
It makes your piss reek.
Okay.
Son of a bitch! I guarantee. I can hear myself feeding back through your phone. Please tell me you have a hard line we can maybe use next time.
No, I have no landline.
Oh God.
I'm one of those.
God.
Otherwise, I would call you from it. I would have called you from it the first week, and all of our problems would probably not be solved, but whatever.
F it. Let's keep on going. This is my war in Afghanistan. Ever onward. So,
just so you know, anyone who might be giving John a job, who might be listening and thinking, "Oh my God, he can't run a board because it sounds terrible," it's not his fault. It's my fault because, you know.
I run a board tighter than a goddamn nun.
I bet you do.
You listen to me on WJFK, I'm sorry, 106.7 The Fan on weekends. I run that stuff, man. You could not slip a pinky in that. That's how tight my stop sets are.
Oh, look at that.
Damn right.
Good job. So, no just a tip or anything. No surprise anal.
Nothing. No,
at all. That's
no,
right.
No stinky on the pinky.
Yikes.
All right.
Okay.
So, I call for my relief. I get the bat signal that he's coming in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And my DS is resting comfortably plugged in. My laptop's there plugged in.
Uh-huh.
And he opens the door, and he's got his head, like, buried in his laptop. That's the first time I've ever seen a floater just walking around like that, like, really not giving an S about appearances, just, like, facing his laptop, handling IM.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. Like,
is he playing World of Warcraft or something?
Nah, probably just browsing the net. And, I mean, they really don't discourage us whatsoever from bringing our computer.
Yeah.
They actually give us, like, really, really bad Wi-Fi. I think bad enough to kind of discourage it, maybe. But Wi-Fi is there.
Uh-huh.
And he walks in, and not paying attention to where he's going, he kicks the cord. And with such force that it wings the DS, like, across the room.
Uh-oh.
Bam. Lands with a real thud, like, to the point.
Like that sickening thud, like, when you drop your cell phone on the concrete.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Like,
and it kind of moves in slow motion, and, like, your heart stops for a second, and you're like, oh, my God, if my screen gets cracked.
I mean, I kind of knew I was pooched, because when I first heard the sound, I was like, that is the sound of a heavy object hitting. What the F was that?
So wait, he basically kicked it across the room?
Yeah, like the cord was coming out of the wall, plugged in. He managed to wrap his foot around that, and then his stride He was kind of a lanky guy. His stride was enough to just, like, whip this thing. Like imagine, you know, a tethered ball.
Uh-huh.
And you just grab the end of the rope and you whip it while the ball follows suit and crashes against whatever you're whipping it at, right?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, wait, did you have, like, the cord going across the doorway or something?
No, I'm kind of intrigued how he got wrapped up. It's simply because, and I'm not going to say anything other than this mother F really, like, didn't want to spend 2 seconds off the computer and made a beeline, like, for the actual desk so he could throw down his laptop immediately, which he threw down on top of mine, by the way.
What?
Like, I had mine folded up. He just threw his laptop on top of mine. Like, what the F is that?
I mean, if he's going to be sitting in your chair to run the board, I mean, that doesn't... I mean, whatever.
That's kind of dick to me. That's like, oh, let me overheat yours. It's a... Let me treat it like a cooling pad.
I mean, you ran me on for 2 minutes.
Okay.
I wouldn't have done that, but if someone had done that, put theirs on top of mine, I would have been pissed about it. But then again, he screwed up your DS, so, you know.
Well, yeah,
so... You were already angry.
I hear this
thud. So now, did you pee first, or did you scurry, like...
Oh, I took a piss. Are you kidding me? No.
Okay.
No,
and
I...
And then once you took a piss, you scurried over to the DS in the corner.
Yeah,
bad and broken.
I hear this thud, and I'm like, God damn it. I turn around, and it was the DS. And I'm like, oh, if that mother F broke this. Oh, man. And I think it was just kind of the way he, like, walked in. Like, it was no big thing. It was like this total goddamn, like...
Fuck your couch, nigga.
It was that kind of attitude, you know?
Did he say sorry? Was he like, oh my god, I'm so sorry? Did he pick it up? Like anything? Or
he picked it up. There was no comment made.
What?
No comment made on his...
Oh my god. I would have been so beyond apologetic.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
That's what he said.
Oh no. Did he punch you in the nuts right after he said that?
No. So I walk out. I take my piss. The whole time I'm like, oh, help me god. This thing better be working.
Uh-oh.
And I get back in, and he's like, cool. You know, he had plugged it back in at that point, like nothing had happened.
Uh-huh.
So he leaves, and I try to fire it up. And I'll be goddamn, the thing's dead.
No. How?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Was it broken or, like, cracked or anything?
No, and it's just motherboard damage. Like, you can just kind of, like, put a you know, powerful strike through the motherboard, and that will be enough to send it to heaven. Oh, no.
I can't. That never occurred to me that I sounded like that until I started this fucking show. Now I can't even show, like, any sympathy for you.
Sure you can.
I can never show any sympathy for you ever again because I sound like the gay guy from Family Guy. no, that sucks.
The rebels took Gary's dog. Oh, no.
I'm a bee, y'all. It's buzzing.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
I stung you. I'm gonna die now.
Oh, God.
The southern accent is better when I drink. Anyhow, so, oh, my God. So, wait. So, it is broken. Like, can you get it fixed, or do you have to replace it? How did you find out what was wrong with it?
I poked around on the net. I combed some forums. I looked at some YouTube videos. And it is dead motherboard. I mean, really... Given how cheap they are, obviously any...
Well, I was about to say, they're like $50. Who cares?
Well, no, I want to say I picked mine up for... I love how you said 50, and I'm going to elaborate like, well, no, I picked mine up for 60. Thank you very much.
You asshole. You're like, I engaged in a sketchy Craigslist transaction, and I actually got mine for 55, so fuck you.
Oh, no. I got the first off Craigslist, and I want to say after this show... I'm meeting with a man who's identified himself only as Reeky Reek to buy another one. So,
have real pants in which to stick your knife in which the band?
Oh, I've got my knife. I've got the knifing pants on. Yeah, you bet your ass. You bet your ass. I got a blade.
No athletic pants with no shitty elastic thing like that guy who shot himself in the.
To meet Reeky Reek? Are you kidding me?
So you're going after this. Is that what you're trying to hurry me off the damn show for? So you can go pick up your stupid DS?
Not at all. I'll meet Reeky Reek any hour of any day. I don't care.
You are such a bastard.
Reeky Reek.
Oh my god.
I am not living through tonight.
You're not. You're going to die over a shit. So wait, okay.
I feel like white internet DJ found dead.
All over a DS.
Yep.
So you're getting a new DS. So what's
Well, the point? No. I think you're missing the whole crux of the drama here.
Is that your stupid video game thing is broken?
No. There, a wrong has to be righted here. Am I the only one that's like not like
what's
some people? Okay. All right. First of all, it ain't an accident. Okay. Here, by your argument, you're in a car. You hit my car. Who's responsible there? Who's going to pay the other guy?
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't rear-end your DS. I mean, it's not like the cops could come out and determine who was at fault.
I don't get why people are so flip about this. And I'm not... This isn't me being shticky.
I'm not the only one who's being flippant about the fact that you're trying to get this guy to give you, like, $50 for your, like, DS.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, a couple people have mouthed off, and I really want to smack the effing flavor out of their mouth.
Yeah. So, you're really trying to go after this guy for $50?
Yeah, what is wrong with that? Like, no S. What is wrong with that?
No.
Like, if I walked... If I walked into that guy's goddamn room and I tripped over his laptop cord and I busted his ass, what would he say?
I don't know. Have you ever even talked to the guy since? I mean, what
Yeah, I called him right afterward and I was like, look, dude, you broke that. And he started dicking around with it like I was such an effing retard I couldn't figure out where the power switch was on the piece of S that I've been playing like nonstop for a month.
Oh my god. It's a freaking DS. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, go to his house if he doesn't pay you and, like lean on him, like, bring some, like, big guy in a tracksuit? Like,
oh, yeah. I'll keep pursuing it. I don't care.
And then he's going to be like, what is this, Pulp Fiction? Am I supposed to be scared here?
No. I mean,
go to the Sopranos.
I'll do whatever it takes to screw him out of whatever money he owes me. I don't care.
What the hell? Honestly, pretty much the only way that you legit, if he's not going to pay you, the only way you can legitly get the money out of him is to, like, sue him. And that would cost more money than the thing is worth.
Yeah, I can
And you might lose. So, like, although if you do, you should totally take him on Judge Judy and invite me to be one of your witnesses.
I don't get why everyone's so flip about it. I really don't. Like, if someone broke your goddamn iPhone, how would you feel? Like, someone just brushes their hand, totally accidentally throws it across the room. Your iPhone's dead.
I mean,
what would you do?
I take responsibility for the fact that I have a really delicate piece of equipment. I mean, I drop it all the time. I mean, if I dropped it, I'd take responsibility for my own stuff. I mean, unless someone took it out of my hand and was, like, angry at me and, like, threw it against the wall.
Why are people so full of S? Why are people so full of S when it comes to this?
It was an accident. I mean, it's not like he did it on purpose.
That's what I'm saying. We should all be so lucky that it only cost him so little to pay me back.
I mean, you can, look, I'm saying you can try to get the money out of him if you want to.
Oh, I contacted him again, and then he was kind of looking at me like, well, what you gonna do, you know? And I was like, hey, look, I'm gonna talk to management to see if there's anything in place to, like, protect your ass about that. And otherwise, like, if I don't hear back from him, I'm getting in touch with you again.
Really? Like, anything, like, what would management have...
Probably nothing. Probably nothing. Just wanted to see if there's something about, like, inadvertent destruction of property. And, of course, there isn't. They won't give an S to get involved in that. So I've already contacted him. I was like, give me my effing dollars.
But, I mean, you got it used, right?
Yeah, I'm asking for what I paid for it, $60.
You can't do that. It's used. There's depreciation. Judge Judy wouldn't even give you $60, even if you were totally right.
I wish you were right now. So,
why?
Like,
so you could hit me in the face?
Yes. Like, literally, so I could hit you in the face.
Look, even if you see
And then pause the recording, and then you'd come back, like, with a different tune.
You'd have to have the receipt, and it would be depreciated, especially since you got it used. You don't get full price on that shit. And even if you went to small claims court over it, you'd get, like, maybe $15, $20, maybe. I mean, I'm not, look, I'm saying it's really shitty that your thing got broken. I think it's horrible. I would be super pissed if someone broke my shit. But, like, you can't reasonably ask someone to pay full price. I mean, I would say, like, you know.
New, they're like 180 or some S. I'm not asking for full price.
No, but you're asking for the price that you paid for it, which you
yeah,
kind of think
you're
like,
asking like I bought it used and then wiped my ass with it and scaled a fish with it.
I mean, I'd say like, look, maybe kick me $20 for it and like whatever. I won't like kill you in the night or whatever. But I mean, look, it sucks. It's horrible, and obviously everybody you talk to about it agrees with me that
No. Most do not. You are in a very small. I want to say one other person lipped up like you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because you ask all your asshole angry friends who, like, never have any sex and are all pissed off about everything anyway, so. I mean, so they need something to get pissed off about. Like, they can't beat up a girl, so they need to get pissed off about your
friends. You don't know my friends all that well.
What? That's true. They hit a girl anyway. No, I mean, it sucks. It really does suck, and I understand that you're angry, and I understand it really sucks. I mean, if someone today broke my iPhone, I mean, my iPhone's worth, like, $10.
Okay.
I mean, if it was something that was easily fixable, like, on the cheap, I'd be like, look, it's going to cost me, like,
I said, look, I realized it was an accident. But if I walked into your cubicle and I busted your effing laptop in the same way, my foot got caught on the cord, would you be like, oh, that's cool, man? Hell no, you'd be up my ass.
Well, I mean, that's why MacBooks have, you know, cords that are magnetized, but if you get tripped up in it, it just rips the cord out and nothing happens to the computer, so.
Okay, in a PC, because we don't live like Queen Rachel.
I'm just saying, that's why it exists.
We don't have the little Apple logo on everything.
Maybe you should have better, nicer things, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't try to get the money from him. I'm saying you probably won't be able to, and you have no actual recourse to get it.
I can agree with that statement.
So
you changed your tune.
No, I'm saying try to get the money if you want, but you probably won't get it back. And if you try to sue him, you won't get
$50. Not going to try to sue. I just want to be like a dick about it to him. I'll just keep being a dick about it.
Well, if it makes you feel better to be an asshole to him about it, that's fine, but
I will. I am literally just going to
ask for all the damn money you want, but you probably
I think I will just email him gay porn for the rest of his time on that, and that's his corporate account. I will just email him Lemon Party and like biggaycocksex.com and nakedsword.com, and that's the extent of my gay porn site knowledge. Because we used to rickroll or cockroll each other, whatever you want to call it, for gay porn all the time.
Like, send him some ghosty pictures.
I don't know. That son of a bitch got to go down a peg if I'm not getting my money. Because to me, the fact that it's so cheap would make it not nearly as rough to be like, all right, here's some money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would do in that situation, because I don't have any money. So if I had accidentally broken something of someone, I wouldn't.
Oh, you'd fight tooth and nail. You could have knocked someone's Big Mac out of their hand, and you'd be like, oh, bitch, you ain't getting that out of me.
I'd be like, take me to Judge Judy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, like, yeah, you can ask for the money that you want, but you're probably, you're just probably not going to get it. So you better be okay with that. I mean, you're not, and you're not going to be, but...
No.
What can I say?
Literally, if I find out which car is his at work, I will break into it and defecate.
God.
I will leave that in the ashtray.
You know his car that he's going to know is
I will leave that in the ashtray and say, trip over that, mother F. Trip over that.
But then if he calls the cops, he has an actual reason to, like, if you break anything of his.
Prove it was me. DNA test my dump. Have fun with that. Test the corn.
I don't think they can do that.
No, they can't.
I don't see that on CSI.
No.
Anyhow. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you're going to go get a new one tonight. So.
Possibly. If I hear back from Reeky Reek. Checking my email now. Let's see what Reeky Reek got to say.
I mean, is it really that important?
What do you mean? Yeah. You mean the thing that made work over there tolerable? Is that important? Yes. Yes, it is.
Sorry. Wait, do you have air conditioning at work?
Yeah.
Okay, still better than my job. F you.
Where am I? Kenya?
Yeah. I mean, I work in a kitchen with very little AC and hot ovens and shit. And so I don't get to play DS at my job. It's all I'm saying. So maybe you should shut up.
You know, I thought this would be cathartic, but it isn't. I just...
Wait,
I'm just that much angrier. I'm just
would
that
like
much angrier.
Would you like, oh my god, fuck that guy. Fucking fuck that guy. You should punch him in the face, take his wallet out of his pocket, and take whatever cash is in there. Take his debit card, kick him in the nuts till he tells you his PIN number or something, and just, like, steal $100 from his bank account.
Not only that, but I want you asking what his religious affiliation is so you can find out what symbol is appropriate to burn in his lawn.
Oh, God. So I can figure out which god to pray to ask.
Yeah. I want you asking his race so you find out if it's appropriate or not to get some of your hooded buddies from down south.
Oh, God. I don't know any of those. Sorry.
Really? You're in North Carolina.
No, I live in, like, the hippie part.
Fine.
Listen to that. Well, wait, here's a question. You said he was lanky, right?
Yeah.
Is he cute?
I don't know.
What is he? Does he have glasses?
No.
Okay, probably not cute. Does he have, like, weird teeth?
He was a lanky, light-skinned brother.
Okay.
Not your cup of tea.
Well, I mean, I could be down with some, I don't know.
That was a lot of silence. Okay. That was a lot of silence for you to cover your tracks.
Just, yeah, you should take his money.
Thank you. On to prong two.
Prong two. Nice segue.
Doso prongo. Oh, God. You all right there?
Yeah.
Your consumption kicking in?
Yeah, my lungs are filled with, like, flour.
God. Oh, okay. Okay, well, prong two.
Prong two. Speaking of shooting people in the kneecap.
I want you to talk about what you've been doing with Sopranos and how you, Rachel, for those that don't follow Gagging Towards, and you should be following Gagging Towards and Papa's Basement.
You should, because I'm awesome.
Going to inpapasbasement.com, and you're currently listening to Papa's Basement, but you knew that, because you're listening.
Okay, thanks, FCC man. Let's go.
Thank you. Rachel.
Obviously, you passed the FCC test.
Yeah. Rachel's been tweeting a lot lately. About
a bit?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Nonstop.
Two tweets, apparently, is a lot.
I've read them both, so they count.
About? What have I been tweeting about? I'm waiting with bated breath.
You've been tweeting all the time about The Sopranos.
Yes, I do.
Which is timely and appropriate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm only four years behind the curve.
For the very, very last ones.
Well, we used to have HBO, like, when The Sopranos first started. My mom was really into it. And then
you were how old when that was, by the way?
Oh, God. Like, four? No. When did it start? Like, 99? 12, maybe?
It was 98, 99, yeah.
Yeah, it was around the same time that they had Sex in the City and started becoming known for, like, TV shows, I think.
Yeah.
But so my mom was really into it, and then we didn't have HBO. After we, like, moved or whatever, we didn't have HBO ever again. So my mom was all like, what the hell? And so she started watching it on A&E.
God damn it. That's kind of why I'm throwing you to the wolves on this one. That's like watching Goodfellas on USA.
Oh, no. I mean, she hadn't seen it in so long, and she loved the show so much. And like, but the problem is like, A, it's like so retarded censored. And B, they don't show them. It's not like, you know, on like TBS when they show Friends, like they show them in order and then like do the finale and like start over at the beginning. You know, they show them like way out of order. And so my mom was like...
So you see Ralphie get whacked in the next episode. Yeah. He's, like, riding around on Pyomai.
Yeah, exactly. And so she was always complaining about it. So last Christmas, Best Buy had, like, the whole box set of the whole series on sale. Mm-hmm. So me and my brother chipped in and got it for her for Christmas, which I have to say...
And what if some lanky black dude knocked over that box set and shattered it?
My mom might shoot him in the kneecap. No, this is last year when we moved. We moved to this apartment that ended up being really shitty. And
I'm noticing a trend in your moving. You sound like a family of forgers.
No,
like you're
one
step ahead of the law.
No, we moved a lot since I've been here. But no, so anyhow, like our landlord, the apartment was like really terrible, and he wouldn't fix anything. And we had been there for like 2 days, and we didn't have the cable on. So my mom was watching Sopranos like nonstop. And so after, like, 2 days of watching The Sopranos, she, like, called the landlord at his house and, like, bitched him out and, like, cussed him out and threatened to, like, write bad things about him on the internet or something.
For what?
And then,
oh, that sounds like about all I've got left to do. But go on.
Yeah, because he was, like, a slumlord and stuff. Because the apartment was really terrible. Like, we saw it beforehand, but once all the furniture got taken out from the prior tenant, they didn't clean anything.
Did you watch Slumdog Millionaire and go, God, that Hollywood glamour?
Yeah. No.
Look at that pipe. It doesn't have holes in it.
No, I mean, it was pretty bad. So she cussed him out so bad that he sent us back our entire security deposit, our first month's rent, and the non-refundable pet deposit.
Nice.
Like, after 2 days of watching The Sopranos, she was like, I swear to God, I'm fucking sick of this. She, like, it was amazing. So, we've been watching The Sopranos lately because we've had some cable outages with some of our channels. And I'm just now paying attention to it, like, this go-around. And it's
so just
amazing.
Now, you're what? You're broadcasting the DVDs sequentially?
Yeah, we're going, I mean, we like this
mental image. This is like a family screening every night.
Yeah, pretty much. We just watch like one or two episodes of The Sopranos. My brother's really into it. He's visiting from college and he's way into it. And so we're all
Brother
like,
Oring. What's yeah. Brother Oring's first name?
His name is Ryan.
Ryan Oring. How's Ryan do with the ladies?
I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't talk about it.
Okay.
I
mean, so he's a virgin.
He's very tall and skinny, so he's kind of a hipster, so I think he does well with the hipster ladies.
Tall and skinny and a hipster, so he's a good dresser?
Yeah, he wears like vests and things. He's an art major. He's an art major.
Oh God, those girls are all whores.
So I don't know. I mean, he doesn't talk about it, but
he's wearing them like bracelets.
Probably.
Oh man.
So we watch The Sopranos a lot, and it's awesome. It's so good.
No kidding.
I mean,
you know what movie you might like?
What?
And you might not have heard of it. It's called The Godfather. Now bear with me here.
The Godfather. I've never seen Goodfellas or The Godfather or any of that stuff. But I want to see now. I would see it now after watching. But The Sopranos is just so amazing. The acting
wow.
is so good, and like
wow. Let's stop for a second.
What?
So you're
Are you
watching?
Crying now?
No, the tears have all been cried.
Were you fucking DS?
Yeah, yeah. So no Godfather. You never rented The Godfather.
No.
And you never rented Goodfellas.
No.
But you've watched roughly how many hours of The Sopranos?
So many. We're on like season 5 now.
Okay.
We're after he and Carmela got divorced. I don't know where that.
That's at least 5,
far,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz it ends on 6, right? The two halves of 6?
Yeah, 6 is like two whole seasons. Yeah.
And 5 it's the one with Tony Blundetto, right? With Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. Yes. And every time he comes on screen, my mom's like, "I love him. He's in Fargo."
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Fargo, which is also a great movie, which I have seen, so suck it.
Oh, God.
What? Look.
Oh, my head is throbbing.
Those movies are very, like, dude things. I've never, honestly, it's not that I haven't wanted to see them. I've just never, like, had the opportunity to see them.
Oh, you mean you've never had $2 in a car and a Blockbuster video near you?
I mean,
you've never had that opportunity.
When I go to rent movies, I don't think about it. Like, there are other things that I rent. I mean, and I rarely rent movies these days anyway. So, I mean, it's not like I have Netflix streaming at my, you know, at my fingertips.
Okay.
Like other people. So, I mean, I just haven't had the opportunity. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know it's
please,
good
please
movies.
Get those movies soon.
God.
Please.
What if I start with Godfather Part 3? Is that a good idea?
You know, it's like first you with the DS when you should have been screaming for this dude's blood. And then The Godfather 3. Why don't we just watch, like, Alien Resurrection and Terminator Salvation while we're at it? And then we can, like, take pictures of my most cherished memories, and we can have fat people screw on top of them, and then they'll defecate on top of them. While we're just killing.
What's the newspaper clipping of you, that story about you getting a 1600 on your SAT in the local paper?
What about it? That is Pulitzer winner right there.
We can have fat people screw on that.
Yeah, why don't they?
Maybe eat some Taco Bell on them, but then you'd probably want to join them.
We could get a fat woman to insert one of my T-ball trophies.
Yes, it's a good show. I really enjoy it. I'm just now getting into it. It is great. It is genius. It is awesome. But I haven't had a chance to see The Godfather. It's not like I was like, I'm going to like blaspheme against like every mafia-themed thing ever and like watch The Sopranos first.
You will get great points with dudes if you have seen those flicks and can quote them.
I'm not a movie quoter. I'm not good at that. I'm not one of those people who like recite song lyrics randomly or like quotes movies. Like I don't.
You mean you're not you're not a 15-year-old with a Zanga page?
Yeah, I'm not a 15-year-old dude. Like I don't do that. I don't know. I mean, if someone else says a quote and I know what it's from, I'll recognize it and laugh. But I'm not gonna like break out with some shit.
Oh my god, that snorting sound was me literally resting my head against the microphone because I'm so effing depressed.
What? Shut up.
Not so much you. I'm just thinking about the DS again.
Oh my god, do you need to borrow my crying shades, really?
Oh, I need to borrow your stabbing knife, not your crying shades.
Oh god, please don't bring your knife. Your Craigslist purchase.
I want to listen. I want to listen to some Biggie and get real pumped up.
No.
And then commit a crime that will ruin my life.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Thank
also,
you.
This recording right now would not at all count as evidence.
Not at all.
None whatsoever.
In no way do I want to blast Biggie's Gimme the Loot for an extra 50 times per day.
Oh, God.
And then rob someone.
You must be the saddest person alive, just like rolling around in your like Hyundai, blasting Biggie, eating Taco Bell, being the whitest person ever.
I do not eat in that car.
What?
I do not eat in that car.
Why?
That crap can go in my body, but it cannot go in my car.
Seriously? You value your Hyundai
yes.
more than your body?
Yes.
Your Hyundai is your temple?
Yes.
That's really depressing. Your $13,000 car?
It was $9,800.
What? Less than 10 grand?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know what? If someone effing crashed into it, I'd make them pay for it.
Yeah, well,
that's how the law works.
If it was their fault, yes.
That's how the law works.
Well, unfortunately, the law doesn't extend to Nintendo DSs.
What is this? What is this? Thunderdome?
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. It's good for you. You can't go through life having everybody agree with you all the time.
No, I have knots in my neck right now. It looks like eggs.
Why?
Because, and I'm not even joking about this, the first night it happened, I was waking up every hour. I was so pissed.
You're lying.
I woke up every hour, and then I just look over at the bag that held my DS, and I was like, I didn't dream it. And then I go back to bed, and I wake up again. I was so goddamn pissed.
Oh, the last time that happened to me, I got my heart broken by my ex-boyfriend.
Guys are a dime a dozen. You don't have to pay for a guy.
Let's see where your priorities lie.
A cheap DS is for a lifetime.
Cheap used Craigslist DS.
Yeah.
It wasn't even new. Like, I can see if it was new, but you bought it used. I mean, it's probably worth... You couldn't even pawn that for more. They wouldn't even take it if you tried to pawn it. They'd be like, there's no gold on this. We don't want it. Get away with your crappy used DS. Like, it's of no value. Did you hang up on me?
You know what?
I like how you're so angry at me that you actually allowed Dead Air. You allowed it. You're so angry at me.
Dead Air to match my dead heart.
It's, you're getting a new one. Who cares?
I don't even want life to go on now.
Ah, shut up.
I can't buy Reeky Reeks. I haven't heard where we're going to meet. And the instant this show is done, which is in like 2 minutes, I'm the hell out of here to go back home and jack off over the corpse of my poor DS.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Are you going to hang up on me just because you're so mad that I don't agree with you about the DS?
I don't know what to say. It's like I walked in on a cat dancing with a dog. Like, my head is... My thought process is in a million places right now.
Does your mom agree with you?
Of course. She's a good Christian woman.
Well, that's what you need.
She's a...
Really, that's all you need is for your mom to agree with you. I can fully testify to that. So, who cares what I say?
It goes my mom, my brother, my cat, Matt Ganoza, the guy that I talk to when I walk in the station, and then you. And I needed you there for me.
I'm glad I'm number, seven, six on your list of people who are important to you.
It's an important list.
Look, you can ask for the money all you want, and it sucks. It sucks that it got broken, but, I mean, I really wouldn't count on getting the money back. What else can I say?
I hope I don't crash on the way home. Because I cannot see through these tears right now.
And if you crash into someone's car, are you going to pay for it?
Yes, I would.
No, you're going to try. No, you would try everything that you could be like, no, you didn't just blink around. Yeah.
No,
officer,
I would
drunk.
Stand up and I would pull out my wallet and I would untuck my copy of the Constitution, which I carry with me at all times.
Which does specifically state that if someone breaks your video game system.
And at first I would say, I hold this sacred, sir, and then I would pay him the money owed.
You wouldn't. If you accidentally broke a virtual stranger's DS,
yeah,
you would not pay for it. You're such a cheap bastard.
In that scenario, I would actually feel at fault. I would bitch about the guy. I'd be like, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I was helping him out to take a piss. He should have had the cord look even more tucked away, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
I busted his ass. That is the incontrovertible truth. It wasn't gravity. It wasn't him. It was my goddamn leg.
I guess. I mean...
Oh, we got to cut it short. I'm about to vomit on the board, and I'll get kicked out of the studio.
Are you seriously being that much of a bitch about this thing? I can't... I seriously cannot remotely believe that you are so, like...
I'm
so angry about this. I'm so angry that I am not, like, fully 100% on your, like, agreeing with you.
No.
I mean, I'm on your side.
It's like, these things happen
all the
time.
I wish you all the best in your endeavors to get money
like,
from him. I mean, they do.
People shoot MLK. My dad died of cancer.
Oh, Lord.
And now this.
Yeah, because it's exactly on the same level.
Like, what's next, man? What's next?
Did you make cancer pay you back when your dad died? No. That was an asshole thing, and I do apologize for that. Because I know how sad you got your dad.
We've got to wrap this up. Third prong be damned.
This show has really completely gone off the rails, and it's all your fault.
No, it has stuck to the guns I set out for it. It's just that was some dark territory.
Oh, are you actually crying now?
That was some Under Siege 2 dark territory.
Are you gonna go cry and stuff?
No, but I am gonna reference Steven Seagal sequels. That's how effed up I am right now.
Aww.
No, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna watch Netflix. And I'm going to get an email from Reeky Reek.
Yes, you are. You will. You will get that email. You will get your DS.
You want to know how cheap I am? I've been looking into buying pink DSs just because they're cheaper. Because you can't sell them to boys.
Seriously?
Yeah. Can't sell them to boys.
Good job.
Oh.
I mean, ask the guy for his money. I mean, has he said anything? Like,
no, I've been checking my email like nonstop for 5 hours, man.
He's probably just ignoring you.
Of course he is. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
You should pull a Soprano on him. You should go to his house with a guy in a tracksuit. Just saying. And don't say anything.
Oh, God. Just listen to that sweet surf rider washing over us.
Go cry.
I will. Give me a crying shades. Screw it. I'm a big enough man to admit I need
them. Fill a taco with your tears and eat it.
Oh, God. One step ahead of you, sister. All right, Rachel, plug your stuff. Plug the Kickstart. I'm too depressed to even goddamn interrupt you. Take 5 minutes. I don't care.
Well, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at GaggingTorb. If you want to like me on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/gagging.
Oh, the phone broke up. The phone broke up.
You're a piece of shit.
It really did. It really did. I am not jesting. I think she hung up. All right, folks. Mercifully, this thing's almost over. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, you want to listen to more of this, God help you after this one, go to inpapasbasement.com. Look us up on iTunes under the same name. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And on Facebook, go to facebook.com/papasbasement and give us a like. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.